Hi, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, welcome to the last full day of winter. On cue, it's bringing us a little bit of everything across our region right now with respect to precipitation. It's been a bit of a complex storm to deal with here as far as our forecast goes. And even though you might be looking out your window right now and kind of being rather unimpressed, things will get going again as we head deeper into the morning and into this afternoon. So we'll get into the details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So basically, as we roll on through the rest of this morning, we'll continue to see those holes in the precipitation filling in. And the reason for that is it's been interesting, you know, as I've been on the air this morning and watching the snow on our first warning live Doppler radar moving from southwest to northeast, not what you would typically expect with an area of low pressure that's getting going off of the coast. And not only that, this low is in a pretty good spot for us. I mean, the track of it is right in our wheelhouse. It's going to be crossing right over eastern parts of Long Island, heading over Cape Cod. So in a nutshell, you'd look at that and say, hey, man, that's pretty good for us to get a decent amount of snow. But things are rather complex, as they tend to be this time of year with a higher sun angle. Temperatures, although they were rather chilly over the weekend, they're not in the deep freeze that we would normally expect, say, in January and February. So all of these factors sort of mitigating any widespread huge snowfall totals, although the big totals will fall up across the Adirondacks and on up into the Green Mountains from there. I'll get into that forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But the bottom line is this, folks, as that storm gets going down to our south and east, it'll throw some more moisture at us. And not only that, we'll have a little bit of some extra lift in the atmosphere, too, as a little ripple of low pressure makes its way to the east across New York State and into western New England. So basically, that'll be a good thing in that it will start to fill back in some of these holes that we've seen out there this morning. There will be a little bit of some sleet and some freezing drizzle mixing in as well, especially from the Capital District and points to the south as we head deeper on into this morning and into the afternoon hours. Though, again, as the storm gets going, the coastal storm that is, that'll drag some colder air back down and we'll start to fill in those holes and we'll see any of that mixed precipitation going back over to some snow. So basically, I know that sounds like a lot of gobbledygook there. There's a lot of different things going on with this forecast. But the bottom line, as I said, is right now, if you have nothing going on outside your window, you can expect to see a little bit of some snow, sleet, and some freezing drizzle. But everybody will go back over to snow. Those holes that we have on our radar will begin to fill in as well as we head deeper into this morning and into this afternoon. So whatever you have on the ground right now, you can expect another inch or two. The highest snowfall totals will be up across the Adirondacks. We've already had reports of 7 and 8 inches of snow up across the Adirondacks, even down into northern Saratoga County, especially as you head into the hilly part of that county off to the west, well to the west, that is, of the Northway in Route 50. So that's where the highest totals have been. That's where they will be with the storm. Now, across the greater Capital District, we're talking about a total of 4 to 6 inches of snow there. 2 to 4 inches basically had fallen through about 6:30 this morning, but we will continue to track, again, more snow filling in those holes and adding up in terms of a little bit more in the way of some snow as we head deeper into this morning and into the afternoon. Things will finally begin to wind down here tonight. The winter storm warnings, which, by the way, everybody in the WAMC listening area is under a winter storm warning right now, they will be expiring at 8 o'clock tonight. A wind, rather gusty wind will pick up out of the west as we head through the overnight hours with lows getting down into the low to mid-20s. For the day here on your Tuesday, or excuse me, on Wednesday, that is tomorrow, that'll be the first day of spring. Not so you'd really notice, though. Spring officially begins just after 7 a.m. tomorrow. Temperatures will top out only in the low to mid-30s. We'll have a pretty gusty wind out of the west as well. That'll add a bit more chill to the air. Some lake effect snows will get going as we look across, especially areas north and west of the Capital District, the usual spots there that tend to get into some of those lake effect snow showers and snow bands. Again, highs tomorrow only in the low to mid-30s. Mid-30s on Thursday, not much better, although it won't be as windy. And then we'll finally begin to improve as we head deeper into the weekend. We'll talk about temperatures getting back into the 30s and low 40s here as we head through, especially Sunday and early next week. That's it for now. Again, just keep your eyes to the skies out there. Take it easy out on the roadways, and I'll update your forecast again on the midday report. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.